This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
God, I forgot my name. I'm okay.
You're Barbara Gray.
I don't know what just happened. I'm Barbara Gray, and when are we going to see Rachel Dolezal become a member of Trump's cabinet? Huh?
That's the question. I'm Brandi Posey, and come for my friends, stay for the whimsical revenge unleashed over the course of the next decade.
Hmm? I'm Tess Barker, and I can only drink Diet Coke if I have whiskey as a mixer.
Ugh. Yes, praise. This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can me. We can. Barbara, Brandi, and of course, Big Tess. Yeah. A show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and
ladies. My name is Barbara Gray. Got it.
Wow, definitely didn't sound like a robot.
Last episode, you forgot how timed work, and this episode, you're short-circuiting, dude.
Yeah.
That's fine. You give up on the unnecessary things.
Yeah.
Now I do have the glass of wine.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I'm Brandi Posey.
That's Brandi Posey.
Yeah, that's my name.
I'm Tess Barker.
Tess Barker. If you don't know this, we have new pins. They're really cute.
Yeah.
They say lady to lady on them. They're heart pizza pins. And they're only $10 and they're on our website, Jenny Slate. What is wrong with me?
Jenny Fine.
Jenny Fine. I don't know what. I'm forgetting everyone's names. Jenny Fine designed them. They're super cute. Go on our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, and order them. And there's t-shirts and other stuff on there too.
Yeah.
You should go if you haven't.
Buy our shit.
I'm on a pin binge, you guys.
Everyone what is. Do I need to get on the pin thing?
You
I
know
feel
what?
Like I can't.
I honestly, will say that as a shop, like it's good for shopping addiction because they don't cost much, but you still get the like thrill of buying the thing. But you've only spent like $20.
I think I would like that.
And it's kind of like it because like I still buy stuff and I give them as gifts. I don't know, they're good like presents.
Oh, they are a good present.
Yeah, okay. And there's literally a pin for fucking everything.
Yeah,
anything
really
you can
is.
Think of, it exists already.
When I was home over Christmas, I found in my mom's old jewelry box one of my presidential Straight A Award pins, and I put that on my jacket, and I was
fuck
just
yeah.
like motherfucking honor roll in 1995. Thank you. I feel really good about having
good.
That
you can
in
bring
the mix.
Back the old ones, yeah, you know, the vintage ones.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Yeah, you can take the fucking office of the presidency, but you can't take away Brandi Posey's presidential honor roll.
Absolutely not. I was never going to get a physical fitness one, but yeah. the smart ones meant more.
I rocked in the physical fitness was the stretch and. The box where you sat.
That was
stretch.
The bane of my existence.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not. My legs grew before my arms, so I like it I looked guess, like I got less than I should have been able to.
And how does that prove that you're fit?
No, yeah. It doesn't. I guess you can stretch your hamstrings, but
yeah. Anyway, no
I
big deal. I have
just
open
choosing
hamstrings.
Which ones are the weakest to slaughter for later.
That's really intense with you and you're underlit by your computer and you have a giant glass of wine in your hands.
I don't know.
Just saying the word slaughter is very fun right now.
I want to say that I have I'm doing the Golden Spike Comedy Festival in Salt Lake City March 9th through 11th. I'm headlining show March 9th, so come out to that if you're in Salt Lake. If you live there, you're my friend and you'll hear about this separately. but if you're the guy I had been hooking up with, also come. Not to the show.
You don't think he'll come? Just come on your face.
Yeah.
Did he have a birthday?
I haven't really been into that for a while.
No, have you ever been into it?
I mean, I think when I like didn't like myself as much.
Sure.
Yeah.
I did have the thought the other night where I was like, I would really rather have come on my face than come in my pussy. It's less stressful.
Interesting. We should bring our guest to ask what they think.
Yeah. I'm so happy I'm here.
No!
get him on the show.
You guys, he's a writer on Billy on the Street. He wrote on The Match Game. He snapped on Jeopardy. And he's a writer on Throwing Shade, where I work with him. Louis Vertel, you guys.
Oh, Tess Barker, finally reunited Offset.
I know.
Oh, snapped on Jeopardy. What a great... they were like, oh, you had a thing on Jeopardy, and we watched it. And I was like, that's...
Such a good video.
Did that go viral?
It was like the number one worldwide trending topic on Reddit on what has to have been the saddest news day in history. But it's like funny. It's like 2 years old now. So it sort of feels like, you know, oh, it's like, oh, I jumped out the window on TRL. Like it feels so, super old. Kind of.
Right. Yeah. Like that was the old me.
Yeah. Right. I'm much more into my poetry now.
Yeah. How did you like realize you were going viral? Did you see it trending or people were like texting you about it or?
Let's see. Okay. It aired on a Friday, and so it took like the whole weekend for it to like pick up. Okay. So it was like the next Wednesday or something, and then my brother told me it was on Reddit because I have straight brothers, and of course they would care about Reddit.
Of course,
yeah, yeah. And that they saw it there, yes. And yeah, that was that. And then then they would like send me the comments too. It was just like insane. Yeah.
Reddit really is just full of straight brothers.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, really is Reddit.
Yeah.
Yep.
That really explains how it's laid out. It's laid out the way a straight brother would lay. Yeah.
It was very full of like straight guys like, I have the cool, appropriate joke about this. You know what I mean? Like trying, I mean, it was like nice, but also like straight people are barely that funny. So it was like, good try. You know?
Yeah.
Well,
congratulations. How far did you get with Jeopardy?
Not far. I got second place. Yeah.
No. But you went viral. And how many Jeopardy people go viral?
I'm going to say, I remember the champion's name and your shirt out. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That, like, you have to be, how do you even study to get on Jeopardy?
It's weird. I mean, like, the only way I can describe it is you basically have to have been obsessed with the show your whole life.
Okay.
Like, all my brothers do are like, you know, talk about who won Emmys in the 80s and like who won Super Bowls in like years I don't care about and things like that. So.
Yeah.
Wait, did you buy it? Because you don't seem like you have a lot of sports trivia knowledge.
That would be where I'm deficient.
Encyclopedic knowledge of like everything.
Everything
else. Not sports.
Definitely not sports.
But you grew up around sports people.
Yeah, and I played a lot of sports too.
And you played sports?
But like when you're like 9 years old, it's pretty rebellious to be like, I'm going to learn all the best pictures. And then like, forget about sports. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because everybody's sort of into sports when you're a kid.
Yeah.
But so your whole family's like really into trivia, like the,
yeah,
about statistics and like every different.
It's weird. It's like it's always hilarious to me when people say that like people who go on Jeopardy are like smart. It's not smart. It's like you just have to have a verbal memory. So everybody in my family can remember everything.
Mm.
But my brother Jim was on Jeopardy. I was on another game show called The Chase, which I actually won. Thank God.
Whoa. Wait,
what's the Chase?
It's this British game show that came here where you play a British trivia expert, and if you get more questions right than he does, you win. I won $40,000 on that.
Oh, hell yeah.
I want to get $100,000 on game shows before I'm dead. That's like my one life goal.
Shit. Do you think you'll do the next one in one game show, or are you planning on accumulating it over multiple?
I'm still eligible for Millionaire. So if I get that'd be really nice.
Oh, wow.
If I could eke out a 64 grand win, that'd be so convenient.
Yeah. So this is before taxes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm being very generous to myself. Yes.
Do you have any interest in the Price is Right? Is that like that's not trivia. So
well, I know Tess is very famous Price is Right story. I just think it's a pain in the ass to win prizes because then you have to pay the taxes on them or like you don't want the prize or whatever, you know.
What about the new... Is there any sort of trivia thing to the new Chris Hardwick show with the giant ball?
Yeah.
No, it's just Plinko, isn't it?
It looks like just Plinko. There's some question and answer element to it. My friends say that show's good. I've not seen it yet.
Okay. Yeah. I saw the trailer for it. I was like, I think this is making fun of me. And then I just like didn't want it. It just felt like I don't watch this much TV that this needs to be in the world. Fuck you, television.
What I can't get over about that show is, so it looks like Plinko, and the font is exactly Plinko.
Yeah.
Like, we just rip off Bob Barker now?
Yeah.
You know, to be fair, that show's been on the air a long time. Yeah. This had to happen at some point.
Right. But I know, but it's so, like, distinctive. Like, didn't you think when we were in the Price is Right studio, like, wasn't it weird how old everything smelled?
I was on drugs.
We were on drugs.
I don't know.
Yeah, that might have been the drugs.
Yeah. I mean, it must be my drugs.
It felt old. It definitely felt, you know, I mean, it looks like you're in the 70s. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like...
They still use the old mic. I love that old mic.
It's beautiful. I just love, that's the piece of Los Angeles that we've just decided not to change.
That's that, the one.
Price is Right hasn't gotten gentrified. That's the only.
Or it's always been gentrified. Yeah,
they're going to put a barista in the corner for tapings in 2018.
Do you know what I thought was one time I saw a taping of The Voice, which is, you know, just in the studio in Studio City or whatever. And then right off stage is a Starbucks.
Really?
It was just, that has to have been the douchey experience of my life. I mean, it's just so crazy. Like, you step off the stage into a very conventional Starbucks with conventional baristas who just work off stage.
Were there people writing screenplays in that Starbucks?
Yeah, no, I mean, it felt like that. And then you wanted to walk into the Starbucks and there'd be a Target there or something.
Wow. So it's like The Voice has its own Barbara Streisand mall.
It's like
it's a Starbucks.
Yeah, without the antiques and Oscars. Yes, right. Yeah.
Tell us a Barbara Streisand factoid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I interviewed Barbara Streisand a couple of years ago for the movie The Guilt Trip. I used to be an entertainment journalist. Ooh. And I said to her, so she has this underground mall in her house, right, where she keeps all her weird stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, it's Christmas time. Let's say I have to shop for my mom in your basement. What could I get her there? And she goes, I'm not kidding. This is what she said. She goes, does she like chickens?
What? Why is she so Barbara Streisand 24/7? Oh, like, she said, does she like chicken?
Why would they be there? What is
she
it?
She just has a lot of chicken paraphernalia.
I have no explanation.
Wow. Wait, she didn't follow up?
We were going quickly, and then Seth Rogen, who was alongside her for that movie, he goes, oh, you have a yogurt machine down there. And I think she got derailed by that. We started talking about that.
Seth, classic fucking Rogen.
Yes.
Ugh. Also, I need to shop for my mom in your basement sounds like a euphemism for something.
But in Barbara Streisand's world, it's like, of course you do.
Yeah.
I have a great mall in my house. Yeah.
Well, there was a rumor that she was going to play at the Women's March. Did that just not happen?
She was there. I don't know if she spoke, but she was certainly dressed like, I feel like half the time she's very obsessed with black. She's usually dressed like a priest on Deadwood.
Right.
I think
like
she went that
button
way.
Up.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, we had a hot tip that she was going to sing, but I don't know if that ended up happening.
Also,
or not.
She could have, and we would not have known. There's no way to have known. There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did Miley play? She did, right?
No, I don't think anyone did anything. I have no clue.
I saw a picture of her with space around her, which makes me think that she did play, because that's the only way. If people would have like made space for her to do something in, otherwise you would have been too sardine packed.
I could not figure out the stage situation there. And like, look, I'm on this earth to see like Jane Fonda yell at people.
Yeah.
And it's like, I did not know where to walk for that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it was a good, like we all said, it was a good problem to have. There's 750,000 people, but
right,
if you have that many people in place, you're like, all right, there's no.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm surprised there wasn't more panic. Like as many like women as there were there. And then you're going to tell me Miley's somewhere around here performing. Like I can't.
Right.
I think everyone just embraced the fact that like, this is just what it was going to be.
Yeah.
There was no way to like get anywhere.
I got off that train and I was like, all right, I'm just going to like drift for an hour down one block.
That's what it feels like to be a salmon in the stream.
I have to say, I went to, oh God, this is more me emailing people basically.
Oh,
I went to.
Yes, Barbara.
Wow. Went to the LAX protest.
And it's always like email.
This is crazy.
Barbara's really thirsty.
I did a Craigslist.
Oh my God.
Barbara. when did you Craigslist?
It
better be like before 2004, and it's not.
It was yesterday.
But there's apps now. You don't need the Craigslist.
Wait, listen. Okay. I went to the LAX protest. So we're recording, you know, this is coming out a few weeks after the LAX protest. And I went yesterday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Women's March was fucking great. But there were way more hotties at the LAX protest. Because it was like more, you know, it wasn't just as many people, like as many women. There were more dudes. And I just saw a lot of hot dudes marching. And I was like, what's up? And trying to talk to them, but it wasn't really working. I didn't really try to talk to anybody again. I just stared. I should have come up to guys and been like, oh, you're tall. What's going on? Is that like a good line?
No.
No.
Wait, how did Craigslist... You were there and looking on Craigslist?
I posted on a misconnection.
That's where we're going.
Because I was like, all right. And then I literally did like a general... I was like, oh, you were the guy with the men of quality smash the smash the patriarchy sign. But then I also was just like, also the rest of you are hot if anyone wants to.
Also, if you fly airplanes, why not?
Yeah, if you were just there.
Are you like a woke pilot? Let's do this.
If you were just there and you want to give me attention, please email me. But it's so funny because I got 3 emails back.
Wow.
All of which were guys who were not there.
Oh, geez.
Who were just like, hey, I wasn't there, but, you know, I'm cool.
And they were right.
And I think, you know what? And I don't know what's more sad, my thing or theirs. But
yeah, no, I think you cancel out. Yeah, it never happened.
They're equally
awful. Let's just pretend it never happened.
erase this from the podcast.
Are we?
Oh, absolutely no, not.
Okay. I was like, really, of all things?
But just there are a lot of just a lot of protest cuties.
Speaking of protest cuties, let's talk real quick about, so you hung out with Howie D from the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, right. Speaking of protest cuties, I was at Bar Bandini seeing our friend Aaron Lampart, who bartends there, and I was very drunk, and John Hamm was there separately. I didn't talk to him.
Is that the night that he touched her hand?
That was the night that he touched Aaron's hand. John Hamm touched her hand.
And that was amazing.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
He was, and he was gorgeous and in a baseball hat and I think drunk, but... our friend Danny Wickens was there, and we were debating if it was Howie D of the Backstreet Boys forever and ever and ever. He was like in the corner, and I was like, no, it's not him. And I'm really good with faces. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm always, always good with celebrity like faces, knowing Brandy's looking up him, who he is right now. Yeah. And then we found out it was him, and he came over, and one of the Sklar brothers introduced us to him, and we talked to him forever. And I was so drunk, I don't remember the conversation.
You don't remember
but
it?
I remember talking to him about improv.
You know he's probably taken a class too.
Of course, I mean, I would hope. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, that's the only natural step after boy band dissolves.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, boy band is like an improv troupe, basically.
Basically, I always have to figure out, remember which one is Howie, which one is AJ, because they kind of look the same to me.
Oh, come on, AJ's hot,
AJ was the bad
hotter.
Boy.
AJ was the bad boy. He had a
Howie was
voice.
But Howie another had the, boy.
Howie had the beard.
Howie had the ponytail.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Didn't he have,
AJ had the beard.
I think I always get him and Chris Kirkpatrick.
They were the fifth wheels. So yeah. They both got left out.
You know who my jam wasn't BSB was? Who was the old guy?
Kevin.
Kevin
was the old guy.
That hot guy.
Not
Kevin
Nick.
Was the old hot guy.
Brian?
Oh, Brian. No, yes. Oh, Brian's the hot
guy.
Brian's the gingery one.
With the dark hair.
The one that looks like he's on a soap opera.
That's Kevin.
Okay, that's who
Kevin's
I like
the most. Kevin's the most fox-like looking.
Kevin's looks like Snoop Dogg.
That one.
That's who I like.
Yeah. He was my favorite too.
He's Brian's cousin.
Do you know what he looks like? Like the Jack in a deck of playing cards.
He does.
Like that kind of facial hair.
Whoa. Yeah.
I always thought that him and Posh should have gotten together. They seemed like they would be like very like.
Right.
Thin-cheeked and angular together.
And like fourth ranked in the group.
Yes.
But she still did pretty well.
No, I mean, I'm not like poor Posh, but they just like looked like they would come together in a doll set.
I mean, if you're
set.
Talking, we're mixing which Spice
worlds.
Girl which goes with, you know, the Backstreet Boy, then obviously.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Who gets Howie?
That would be Sporty.
Fair.
Yeah.
Sporty, because they're both secretly gay, so I think that's... I actually did think he was gay, and then his wife was there. So.
And Baby gets Nick, right?
Baby gets Nick.
Yeah, definitely.
Brian gets...
Scary?
That would be cool if Brian got scary.
Yeah, AJ. No, AJ gets scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I know.
Gets scary.
Brian I was trying to
sexy.
Avoid that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and Brian and Ginger. Yeah, right. No, that actually works really well. Pretty well.
We did it.
Well, we shipped it. Fucking.
But
2017, baby. Shipping.
Yeah. I was so drunk, and I like, and after we talked to him and confirmed it was him, we like fangirled out in the corner, really disgustingly, like embarrassingly.
So you saw probably.
He saw. Oh, Aaron was like, you realize that he saw. And I was like, I was so drunk. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, why wasn't I trying to talk to John Hamm?
That was my next question.
I don't
know. Like, if John Hamm was there touching bartenders'
hands. Well, we didn't get introduced to him. And he didn't ask us about it, how improv. So maybe if he did.
I feel like he would have talked to you about improv, though.
He loves comedy. He should have been your comedian.
Guys,
that's your end.
Not only would he have talked to you about improv, he would have talked to you really hard about improv. I think his, like, obsession with being funny is a little.
It's
I don't want
much.
Him to have it.
No, I know.
I like him.
You're beautiful. Like, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
But we need groupies like John Hamm. Like,
that is true.
You know?
True. Yeah. I think he lends some credibility to the rest of us.
Yeah. We get one gorgeous man and we all shit on him?
Yeah, right. I'm just saying, he has a particular, like, just, you know the scene in Magnolia where they all start singing Wise Up? He has that kind of sadness in his eyes all the time to me.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some real, what's his character's name? Mad Men. Like,
yeah, Don Draper.
He
has some real, that is real.
Some Draper eyes.
Yeah.
Do we think he has a touch of the Riggins problem? Like, where it's like he's only hot in that role?
No.
I mean, what else has he fucking been in? He's only been in commercials and his dick
comedy stuff.
And stuff.
The wonderful film Million Dollar Arm. Don't see that.
Is that about his dick? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. He's funny on Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, yeah. I actually like that.
Yeah.
That part of the show.
He's good on that.
Yeah.
And he's funny. I like him on 30 Rock. His 30 Rock
arc
is funny.
But he hasn't had like a serious role, has he?
No, not since.
I think he likes comedy. I think he's like a John C. Reilly. He's like a hot John C. Reilly.
But John C. Reilly goes back to drama all the time.
Yeah, but John Hamm's still young.
Remember
he's
his
still
Mr. Cellophane?
Oh, yeah.
God.
John C. Reilly.
I never liked that song until John C. Reilly did it.
God, Walk Hard.
That movie's
so good.
Good. I like that movie.
Oh, yeah. Chicago?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I just love that show.
Yeah, no, me too. Which I have a friend who's a Catherine Zeta stan. It comes up all the time. So, yeah.
Wait, you're a Catherine?
No, my friend is, and like that's all he talks about.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I in turn end up talking about Catherine Zeta all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she like really. Why are the T-Mobile commercials?
I feel bad. I don't know.
Why not? Make money.
No, I mean, no. I precisely. but like, it's like Oscar winner. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah.
Is she cool, do you think?
Like, I think so.
My answer to that is, oh, she's the one who came out as bipolar or something at some point, right?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
she did. And then she did Rock of Ages, which I felt bad about, but she was good in. So for that reason, okay. I'm going to say she is cool.
But
I
also then she like... gave Michael Douglas HPV with her
puss.
What could be radder? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Power also, bitch move.
The fact that like if your husband said it about you and then you didn't like publicly release a statement shaming him for that, that's where my questioning comes in.
Oh,
that
I see.
She, that she wasn't like... She didn't wag a finger at
but
him.
But to me, that just means your pussy's like so powerful that it gives people cancer.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that was necessarily a bad thing. It's just like, yeah, I go down on my wife so much that...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I thought he was like, man, this happened. It sucks.
I don't think it was like he was accusing her of having like a bad pussy. I think it was, yeah, he was just like, oh, I eat so much pussy that I got cancer.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That was the verbatim quote, by the way, to the Huffington Post.
Oh my god,
greed is good. Also, I am a pussy eating monster.
We were talking about Catherine Zeta. Oh yeah, I was gonna say I appreciate John C. Reilly for not doing a full three name. I think that like,
yeah, just the C.
Okay.
He took the classy, like, you know, the C.
Yeah,
yeah, because you only get a certain amount of syllables.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, you better be an actor if you're gonna take the middle name.
Yeah,
Philip Seymour Hoffman, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
God, somebody tweeted the other day that and it about how like we were robbed of Philip Seymour Hoffman's portrayal of Stephen Bannon.
Oh,
right.
And I was like, oh god, he would have been so good.
But then he would have had humanity if Philip Seymour Hoffman played him, and I don't need that.
That is
right.
Very
I mean, he could have played Trump too.
Yeah, that's true.
Frankly, if they're unattractive, just throw him.
Yeah,
he'll be great. I mean, it's true. Yeah,
he's the best part of Along Came Polly.
I mean, if I had to rank them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the ferret.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That was a good reference.
When's the last time we had, like, I feel like we have rom-coms just, like, died?
I do feel bad about it. I don't think
really,
we have them.
They haven't come out.
Wait, do
you
guys
really think of one?
It's because of the McConaissance, I bet.
I guess.
when Matthew McConaughey left, yeah, they were like, we'll just give up the genre.
I literally can't think of like a romantic, like a...
I also think the deal is we had like 5 years of horrible ones and then they gave up on them. And I blame effing Kate Hudson, who's just like, I'll take anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we had the McConaissance at the same time. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And he parted and it's like, Kate Hudson can't do that without him being there.
Exactly. No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had the new Bridget Jones last year. I never saw
it. No, but I mean, like,
there was
new,
a baby. It doesn't
like,
count.
Yeah. It's not a rom-com if there's a baby. Yeah, I'm looking through. Oh, man, I'm looking through a
What's
list.
What's the last good one? Like, Fever Pitch?
Oh, Fever Pitch was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was so long ago.
I know. No, I mean, it was like 2003 or something.
Drew Barrymore's been in all of them.
Yeah.
Like, 51st Dates for what it is.
Yeah,
it's good.
Fine. For a Sandler flick, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really classes it up.
I feel like there's been a good... Oh, you know what? Trainwreck.
That
but Trainwreck's not really a rom-com. It, like, it's more about her than it is about like the, you know, it has to be, I feel like it has to be a poster where they're both on the cover.
Right. And she has to be looking to the right. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be like a slide. Who's that?
But once it both them, it was just her on the poster, right? Like with the beer and the thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I feel like, they have to be like back to back or one's like leaning out from the side.
Yeah.
I got to be like.
White background.
Dual.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, very minimalistic.
I did think Trainwreck was funny. The ending I didn't like. That was it.
Yeah, the ending was very Judd Apatow.
Well, like my cheerleading stuff, like it's the idea that the cheerleaders would have the same doctor as the athletes is hilarious. Like,
so
like,
true.
No, very factually inaccurate.
They're going to the free clinic, but thank you.
Yeah. And like because of injuries, they sustained that practice.
Right,
but,
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't give them any fucking money. And they're forced to.
Yeah.
Trying to find a list of rom-coms that came out in 2016 and I can't find anything.
Wow.
Weird. I just realized that. They kind of...
Oh my God. La La
No, but that's not like we're
it's a love story.
No, we're saying like shitty rom. Like, yeah, yeah. Jennifer Aniston, Vince Vaughn, rom com. What happened to that?
No.
I'm just realizing this.
Fuck.
It really is upsetting.
This is like our Deborah Winger. Mother's Day. Uh-huh. Oh, what about that one with Bryan Cranston? Is that a rom-com?
Oh,
why
yeah.
Why him?
Is that a rom-com?
It's like cuspy. It's a cuspy com. It's right on the edge there.
You would think like Jennifer, I mean, Silver Linings Playbook, does that
I
count?
I love that movie.
I wish I liked it. I think she's good in it. Mm-hmm. And I like that other woman who did nothing in it but was good, Jackie Weaver.
The mom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She broke my heart. Well, I'm like dating a Philadelphia Eagles fan, so I
oh
did,
my God.
You know, a lot of it.
It was like you pointed to the poster of Charles Foster Kane on the wall. Yeah. Giant jersey. Here.
Yeah. A real man wore that.
Them shoulders.
Yeah. No, you're right. Jennifer Lawrence has been in all of them.
Yeah.
She's our rom-com girl.
No,
yeah,
not she's really. The new she's Jennifer. Not really a rom-com.
That's what I say. That's the only one I can think of. I mean, like, what else would it be?
Was Joy one? I didn't see
no.
that.
No, it's a biopic.
I wouldn't consider her rom-com girl at all because she's like fucking.
Like, Zooey Deschanel, I think, was supposed to pick up that. And then she just was like, I'm just going to fade into obscurity on New Girl, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'll do this TV show instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at Kate Hudson for a minute, and Jennifer Aniston was a rom-com girl for a while.
I mean, she was in the Horrible Bosses one, but that was just a.
Not
workplace romp, I think.
Right.
Yeah. J-Lo.
There was that, but that's like early 2000s. She was into that.
I mean,
like
that would
make Manhattan stuff. Was
50, yeah. 50 Shades unintentionally.
Yeah, that's
right,
just
we
a
tried
comedy.
With that. And also, we shot, also, I think importantly, we shot Katherine Heigl off the planet.
Yes.
That's what fucking happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, things went so badly there.
We didn't really... It was like killing off the honeybee. We didn't realize what was happening.
Right, yeah. Was it cell phones? Yeah, why is Kevin so bad?
All right. Well, we solved it. We'll be back.
After the break.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Louis Patel.
So
in our the last episode you guys listened to a week ago, we had Barbara compose a Twitter message to
a Tinder.
I'm sorry.
We crowdsourced a Tinder hello to someone.
Oh.
And we've
really
gotten
bad
a response.
Pickup line. Because there's a lot of pictures of him in the desert. So I wrote, what SPF do you use? Because I'm hot. Let that rub in.
Dorothy Parker? Is that you?
Yeah. And then he responded with a gif.
Oh.
What was the gif of?
It says best pickup line ever.
Whoa.
And it's of
straight men are so easy to impress.
I know.
True.
And then there's a separate picture of what's his name? Ron Swanson.
Nick Offerman
doing something, which is also a bonus.
Responding in gifts.
So he got two bonuses for Nick Offerman gift.
Oh, the best pickup line ever is the gif.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know.
Okay.
So it worked, guys.
So are you going to meet up with him?
No.
How does Tinder work?
I don't care.
Do you
have to decide to meet up.
I have no guess myself.
You have to be like, let's meet.
Oh, yeah.
You don't just start with them. They appear in
they're married
house.
Now, Tuss. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you, are you going to send stuff back? What happens?
Know,
do we like him? I liked
care.
Him.
No. I mean, I didn't talk to him before, so probably not. Wait, someone... Okay, I'll search for a GIF in here. Get somebody give me a word to search for, and we'll just do the first one that pops up.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm doing improv.
As in to respond to this person?
Yeah.
Like, fierce. I don't know. That's
okay,
just...
Okay, yeah, perfect. I thought you were going to say fear.
Fear.
I'm not against fear.
Yeah.
We'll do fear and see what the first thing is that pops up. Oh, it's not very exciting.
Oh, come on, you have to do it.
Okay,
just send it.
It's just Princess Leia running away from something. But I guess that's funny. We'll see. What
yeah, that's funny. Great.
He's gonna be so confused.
This will be a week by week a drama will let unfold.
That is so enigmatic.
You're gonna marry this guy.
Seriously,
if only. Let's play a game,
shall we?
Yes,
Louis, we're gonna do a MySpace quiz with you.
I am Thrilled to hear it.
Did you have a MySpace back in the day?
Get this. No. Okay. I'm from the Midwest, and we got to that really late.
Really?
So by the time that had happened, I had Facebook in college.
Oh.
So I never got around to having a MySpace.
So this will be your first MySpace bulletin quiz. Lucky you.
Oh, my God. You're right. It's about time.
We know so much about you.
Yeah.
Let's roll the music.
I've got a MySpace. It'll put a smile on your face.
Now it's
time for a MySpace quiz. Quiz.
I like the Breeders' Original better, I have to say. Fair
enough. Yeah. I know.
That's fine.
Okay, so this is called another MySpace survey, because it's all about you, isn't it? Did I say survey? Survey.
Yeah.
Because it's all about you, isn't it? So this is just one of those random, completely random questions.
Okay.
What were you doing at 11 last night?
11 last night. It was a Sunday, right?
Yes.
What was I doing? I was probably texting with, I'm on a chain with four other gay friends called Actrosexuals, and we were probably exchanging Oscar trivia. I'm not kidding. It's like that.
Oh my God, that's how awesome. Deep you go.
It's like real insane, yeah.
So like, do you go to trivia pub things, or is that like below
all the time?
You?
No, okay. All the time. There's this thing in Santa Monica where all these former Jeopardy champions go to. It's called O'Brien's.
Oh, shit.
And every year specifically, they have an Oscars quiz that I actually have to host this year. Wow. But it is the hardest effing Oscar trivia ever. I'm intimidated having to write it, not even having to answer the questions myself.
Ooh, that's kind of fun getting to write it, though. You get to challenge everybody.
Yeah, it's nice. But it's like, the biggest Jeopardy champion in history is there, Brad Rutter. It's like, what do you do to, like, how do you challenge a guy who's won $4 million on Jeopardy, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. How do you? Like, what do you do to mix it up?
We'll see.
Jeez.
It's actually hard to write stuff, because there's some people who know everything about the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And so you need to get that sweet middle ground between it's hard, but also gettable. Anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Wow. So you have to write all of them?
I have this other guy who actually won the Jeopardy College Tournament is writing it with me. So he will be a guiding force.
This whole like circuit I mean, of course it exists, but I didn't realize.
Yeah, it's like weird. I mean, like I lost and get to know these people. So yeah.
Do you like, if you go to like a regular trivia, if people find out that you've been on Jeopardy, are they just like, get out of here?
Maybe. I think when you go to pub trivia in general, though, mm-hmm. like, I guess maybe specifically in LA, everybody's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, you're rarely going to find rubes. So
I cheated when I did it. I cheated in some pub trivia because the prize was a $20 bar tab.
Oh,
so honestly, you did phone. The right thing.
Wait, you looked at your phone or what?
Yeah, I looked at my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But karma came back at me. I accidentally made out with an unattractive man that night.
Just like in the Aesop's fable.
Absolutely.
Just the $20 bar tab.
The $20 bar tab.
Alone, yeah. In a place that probably has $3 shots or something. Yeah, that'll happen.
Exactly.
I've done comedy at O'Brien's, and it's always always when a softball or no kickball team is there drinking because they've just played kickball and they're boring, so they're drinking.
They're the worst audience.
Yeah, I am so sorry about that.
They're not an audience. They don't want to be watching the show.
We're the worst assault on them.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sorry to everybody for the fucking
kamikaze comedy
show.
I guess, but like you were playing kickball. Is this really less entertaining than kickball?
Yeah.
I mean, kickball can be fun.
Here's my, of all the weird intramural-y things that we do out here, kickball is the most unfun seeming to me. Dodgeball, I get. It's running around and dodging balls.
Yeah.
Kickball to me seems to be, you are rolled a ball. If you miss it, are you like an idiot? Like, can't anybody kick it?
That's why it's better than like baseball or something, because everyone's kicking it.
Yeah, right.
Kind of missing it all the time.
Yeah.
It's like the Wheel of Fortune and baseball's the Jeopardy.
Oh my, you're like a poet. Yes.
I remember like 4 or 5 years ago, we tried to play like a pickup kickball game, and a bunch of comics got together, and only like 5 of us actually knew the rules to kickball.
Oh,
and it was
God.
Just like the most stand-up comic thing of like, how is baseball played? We don't know. So we run to that base, and then how do we run to the next one? And
there's
I was like,
nothing worse than 20 people trying to decide on what rules are happening in a game.
Yeah.
And this is why I don't like games.
Yeah. Yep. Having no basic understanding of how baseball worked. I was like, I can't explain to you that if they catch it, you have to run back to the... I can't... What happened that you missed all of this?
Yeah, everyone knows that. That is the most basic rules you could know.
Yeah, really, if we know the rules to baseball, you better know the fucking rules to baseball.
Is it like very at these trivia nights, especially the Jeopardy stuff? It's like people must be really like in it, right?
Jesus, I mean, like I've seen on a couple of occasions, I'm literally thinking of the people right now, and I'm kind of welling up with rage as I think about them. There are people who they will yell at the moderator. They'll be like, "That is not true. If you look at this year at this time, like they have the stats so clear in their head, like they're those people."
Yeah.
And like the moderators, they do not even flinch. They're like, "Oh, you know what? We'll check it. Whatever." They're so used to people having what I can only describe as like an Asperger's-y rage,
right?
You know that like they're just like they get it. You know,
wow.
But it's like unhinged occasionally. Yeah. Man.
Do you have something that has no consequence, really? Right? Yeah. Or is there money on
the
table?
I get it, though. Sometimes. I get competitive in that type of shit. It's like, you can't help it, especially if you this is like your world. You know?
I guess what's crazy to me is I'm incredibly competitive, and yet I would never do that. Like, I'm like an ego-driven person, and I still would not scream.
Yell at a person. Just like, an adult yelling at another adult is the weirdest thing to see in the world. Because you're just like, we're all adults. Like, what are you doing?
We know that we cannot do this.
Yeah, you don't talk to me that way. You speak to me. If you yell at me, you're a child.
Like, right.
You reduce yourself to a child.
I do like seeing, I actually always love seeing other people yell at each other, though. Like, is there anything funnier than, like, walking up on a fight?
Yeah, I like driving by people who I can tell are yelling at each other.
It's oh, like, are they getting something done? It's the weirdest thing to see.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like watching someone fall, but they're not hurt.
Yeah.
It's great.
I mean, I had a good old-fashioned fight on the phone the other day with my mom, and I hung up, and I was like, ooh, I haven't done that for a while.
Ooh.
I've done a hang-up yell in a minute.
That's so 90s multicam.
I know.
I mean,
mom. It didn't feel as good because you can't, you know, slam the thing.
That would be a fun, like, Urban Outfitter thing to sell, just like a
slammable
holster.
Phone.
Yeah, the thing to be able to slam your cell phone into.
Yeah.
Like, rage quit.
It's so not gratifying on the touch screen.
No.
Mm-mm. And then it takes a second to find it, too.
You're like, might fuck up, and you're like, they're still listening.
Yeah, I don't feel like a bitch secretary named, like, Shalette in the 80s putting down my phone. Yeah.
Okay, next MySpace question. Oh, what's the craziest thing you've ever done?
What is the craziest thing I've ever done? Hmm. I'm going to go just like random group sex things you do in LA, which, but I can only qualify that by saying I'm always surprised that I'm not into it as much as I am. It feels like, particularly with other gay guys, it feels like you're performing porn, which makes the whole thing feel like an eighth grade makeout party where like we're all just desperate to look cool. Avril Lavigne's
That's
complicated.
I feel like that. I haven't been in one of those situations, but like when I watch a porn where it's like, I'm like, this can't be like how it is in real life. Like, obviously. Yeah. But I actually, so I watched one the other day that I woke up and had emailed to myself with the title.
You're emailing.
I'm emailing myself now with the title Funniest Porn Ever, because I can't show it to anybody, obviously, because it's so weird, but I found the funniest fucking porn that's like homemade, and it's like these two guys like trying to fuck one of the guy's wives, but they're all like drunk and having fun and like like laughing, and I was like, this seems way more what it's like than like the everybody's just like, I'm so hot and like into it and everything's going right, because nothing was going right. They were both trying to fuck her and it kept fucking up, and they kept being like, no, do that, what, you gotta move this, no, it's not working, and she's just like, just stop, I don't want to do it. Like,
that's so charming.
It's really funny. And then at one point the guy's on the ground and he like holds his hand up and the other guy helps him up.
Whoa.
I was just like dying laughing at this porn. And I can't think, I gotta like look at it and think of some of the other quotes, but it was just so like
just
realistic.
Just forwarding this around.
I'll send it to you, whatever. But it was just so funny because I was like, oh, this is, I think, what's really happening. It's
right.
Like, these people are not, you know, this is like what really goes down.
Yeah. And like, this is the naive question, but like, is there conversation at these parties?
Occasionally. Well, that's where it's interesting for me.
Right.
Because like, I spend a lot of my time with people who like talk. I mean, like whether or not it's good talk is not germane, but it's just, it's like they're there to converse in a speedy and, you know, gay superhero way.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
When I go to these things, it's sort of like, whoever is there, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's all like first dates are happening the entire way around, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
And it's like, we're having this stupid-ass conversation right mm-hmm. before I guess you pound me. It's like so strange.
Right. Yeah. Like, it'd almost yeah. be better if the music was so loud you couldn't talk.
Yes,
right?
Right.
That's what it seems like.
And I think the more sophisticated types just go right to that.
Okay.
You know, like a club or something or, gotcha. You know.
Right. But mm-hmm. the noob is like, so you live around here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so
I
funny.
Think it is one of those weird situations though, where, yeah, like not everything's always going to work. So when it's not working, it's like, do we keep going?
That's just yeah. it. It's like you yeah. feel obligated to keep up this ruse of the best, craziest time.
Right. You know? You're just like, oh yeah, this is great. And it's just like, it's really, it's not. It's yeah. fine. You know,
yeah.
I feel like those, yeah, situations don't always work out. Fuck, I need to... That porn was so funny.
I love that you put
you
a subject.
You emailed it to yourself.
You put a subject.
I did. I think because I was like, I'm going to... I think I thought like, I'm just going to take this audio and like send it to people because it's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. It's... Yeah, just...
Get off, man.
She's so drunk and she's like, no, I don't want to. And like, but not like in a creepy way. Like, yeah, they're yeah, all yeah. like enjoying it. I don't know. It's yeah. just funny.
That's really funny.
That's just something I do when I'm alone. You know.
I wish you'd have been like, check this out, XXX.
Gotten really into it. Super funny.
All right, let's get random, guys. Whatever.
To who did you last give the finger?
That's
good question.
That's an interesting question because I have a friend named Matt Hamill who we've talked a lot about how our pet peeve is people who do that in photos.
Mm,
so yeah. it's like, I've consciously avoided it. However, one of my favorite actresses mm-hmm. is this woman named Lee Grant, who mm-hmm. used to be in movies like Shampoo in the 70s. She has a famous scene where she flicks off somebody. She won an Oscar for that movie. Anyway, I have reenacted that with my friends. So I would say that.
Okay. But that's an homage. I think that's
precisely.
Like,
I've not done it sincerely. And I don't know if I've ever done it sincerely.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Road rage, nothing?
I have road rage, but it's all verbal.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm usually more of a fist shake with a road rage. Like you. It
takes... Oh, I'm a total flip off.
Yeah.
Me too.
Sometimes I thumbs up. If I have any like iota of self-control, I'll thumbs up. But a lot of times
sarcastic
thumb. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My whole MySpace page, actually, if you look at the photos on it, is mostly me standing on things and giving the finger. It's a very MySpace move.
No, it could. Yes. I think
it's, that's the time period.
I think Papa Roach. You know, yes, I think absolutely. Yeah, that yeah. time period.
Yeah.
Papa Roach is for sure the middle finger.
I remember
my
cousin, like when the Papa Roach song came out. I remember her like pulling from my house and being like, "Hey, go out of my car, listen to this song." And she like played a Papa Roach song like on her stereo in her car.
She's like, "Yeah, cut my life into pieces.
Okay, check this out." I was like, "All right." I like ska music. It isn't really my
She
thing.
Thought she was changing your life.
Yeah. She thought she was going to help me out. Nope.
Wow. Imagine pulling someone aside to play Papa Roach.
Wow. I feel like I did worse things in that time period.
Yeah. I've probably pulled people aside to listen to show tunes before.
Yeah.
I've definitely made people sit in my car to listen to the Chess soundtrack.
I have friends who are obsessed with the Chess soundtrack.
It's really underrated.
Yep. Yeah. No, I mean, it's ABBA. Yeah.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, that duet that I know him so well. Whitney and who did she do it with?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on,
I don't know the music well.
Lewis. The Whitney duet.
I'm actually not a musical
guy. Wait, Whitney Houston?
Apparently.
Yeah. It's a great... It's Whitney Houston and I want to say her mom. Hold on.
Wait, now, was this ever...
Yes.
Was this made into a movie or was it just staged?
No, it's just staged. It's an ABBA musical mm-hmm. about the Cold War, about a chess match that takes place in the Cold War. And there's a... Oh, Elaine Page. And there's this great duet that's about the chess player's wife and the chess player's lover called I Know Him So Well.
Oh,
and Whitney Houston duetted it with her mom.
That
what?
Seems about right. Oh, I think she did it on some special. I remember that. Yeah.
Okay, this is like the official soundtrack.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, it's not on the official soundtrack. Anyway, chess is a great show. I think you'd like it.
One Night in Bangkok. I know that one.
Exactly.
I mean, you got it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I'm trying to... These are not any fun ones.
Okay. Are you happy with the choices you've made?
Just all of them? How uniformly do I feel about my choices? I will say, okay, for years, I was just an entertainment journalist for a site called HitFix.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I kind of thought I would just do something like that forever. But like, I wrote for Billy on the Street last year. I wrote for this show. And it's like... It's better. I like writing for TV better. It's fun.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, just jokes, nothing else. I don't have to indulge anybody else but what I think is funny.
Did that come from, like, was that, like, like getting bigger on Twitter that came along at the same time with it?
Years ago, I did a YouTube series called Verbal Voguing, and I made a lot of my gay comedy friends from that.
Okay.
And like, honestly, since then, every job I've gotten has been from people who knew me from that time. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's what I love about this, like life, is that we just don't know somebody you did something with like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, and now we'll work together. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I've known like Brian who hosts the show around. I've known him for like 5 years now. We used to host a show together called The Gay Beatles.
Really? I didn't know that.
Me, him, Guy Branum, and Jeffrey Self. Yeah.
What a power team.
What was The Gay Beatles?
It was at UCB, it was the four of us doing like The Gay View. And then we had like a few other segments where we all nominated a gay icon and the audience would pick which one actually became one. I
love that.
I fought for Vanna White so hard. and lost to Brian, who picked Melanie and Gone with the Wind or something. Anyway, I've always been mad at him.
Yeah, you can't choose a gay icon in a movie where there's already a gay icon.
Right, yeah.
First of all, Brian.
He did it like by association, right? Well, there's a gay icon right next to her.
It's not osmosis.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and Melanie's a hag.
Yeah, right. But she does get carried everywhere, which is pretty great.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I would hate to be carried everywhere. I would get so restless.
Oh, me too.
Okay, this one's really dumb and random. Would you rather be forced to eat 100 bananas or 100 apples? I'm sorry.
Okay, I have a good answer to that, which is I haven't been to the dentist in 7 years, and so my teeth hurt when I eat apples, so bananas.
7 years? Take that TV writing money. What are you doing?
I'm just one of those people who's like, it's been a while. I'll get there eventually.
I love it.
I'm going to die.
The dentist is one of those ones we all are like, eh. Well, yeah, right. It's fine.
Yeah, it's the check engine light we never like pay attention to.
Yeah, right.
Definitely.
Why is that? Yeah, because A, you don't ever want to make that call. That's never what you want to do in the morning before work or anything.
No.
And you can't just stop chewing on one side of your mouth. You have another side.
There are so many things like body wise that I'm like, oh, this could turn out badly, but I'll just wait it out.
Yeah.
There's something about dentists where I feel like they are condescending. I have no idea. Yes. I can't explain it.
I really resent them because they have the hygienists, which do all the work. And then the dentist comes in at the very end. And he like pokes your mouth.
And he just like rumbles.
And it's like, who are you? You haven't gone on this journey with me. Who are you this entire time?
With their 3 minute set after the hygienist has like done rhythmic gymnastics.
Exactly. Yes. You're going to waltz in, poke my mouth and take my money. Not into it.
Yeah.
I dislike them. I also think half of them are grifters. Like
Feel like mechanics. Yeah.
It's like, yeah,
you're like, how
really
much
happening?
Does this actually cost and what are you actually doing?
Yeah. Like I remember going one time and they were like, oh, you have like four cavities. And I was like, I absolutely do not. I know I don't. And then I like brushed my teeth like more just to be like, just in case.
Cause that was going to make them
Well, no,
but they lied.
The next time I went, they're like, "Oh, you have like one that might become a cavity."
Shit.
The same thing happened to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to one guy. Jesus. He was like, "Oh, you got this and this and this and this," and I was like, "Okay, I'm going somewhere else." And then they were like, "Oh, you got like one."
Yeah,
they're just like, "Fuck you, people."
Sold to the lowest cavity person.
Yeah, exactly.
Sold to the best group on dentists.
No, and I do feel like every time I've been and they've given me bad news, it does become this thing of like, all right, here's what you actually have. Here's what you like actually need to do like right now.
Absolutely.
God. Yeah. I had to have an emergency root canal once. And that sucked because it was like, not only is it painful, but like I have to pay for this.
Right.
Yeah. Because no one has dental insurance, right?
No.
Like you're... Fuck them.
Yeah.
Also, why are teeth not considered part of your fucking body for health insurance?
I know.
I don't understand why it's a separate... Because it's like this. Because we're you don't have to go that much, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's also like so much starts from there. Because it's like if your mouth is unhealthy, then it affects everything else that you have going on.
God.
It's so frustrating.
My mouth's healthy as fuck.
It does feel like insurance is like, we can make an industry out of mouths.
Right?
Yeah.
And eyeballs.
Yeah, eyeballs.
Yep.
That's not elective. You need your eyes and your teeth.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I saw one that I liked on here. Where is it? One more?
Una must.
Do you guys see a good one or wait?
I've just been choosing like the first one I see. Okay. Do you find drinking unattractive?
No, though I will say I do find alcohol culture at large kind of disgusting. Mm, like, I do think it's weird that that's all we have to do at night.
I agree. Yeah, Why the fuck isn't there more shit to do?
Right, yeah, yep. You know.
I don't understand. Like, besides coffee shops that close at, like, 9, mm-hmm. why do we not have, like, hangouts?
We have not figured out hobbies. I mean, it's super weird.
Yeah.
You know, or what there is feels dorky or something, or I don't know, yeah.
I think it's really weird, too, that there's not, like, that many things to do besides go to a bar.
Yeah.
That are gathering places for people.
I'm trying to think of things that would be a good alternative.
Yeah, I know. Like, running? I have no idea.
No, I mean,
I mean, vaping is supposed to be that, I guess. Is that what vape bars are?
I think hookah? So. And, you know, also a hookah bar. Hookah bars need to get... But then that's worse for you than drinking, right?
Yeah. I always feel like going into hookah bars, it's like, no, they don't want me there. Like, I always get a vibe where people are like, we're here all the time. Get the fuck out of our place.
It does seem like everyone at a hookah bar is a regular.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, no,
can't
no,
be bothered.
We've got our corner. I feel like I'm going to sit in the wrong corner and something, you know.
That's so true. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess.
And it's really
roller skating? I guess roller skating.
It's something like that. It would have to be. Bowling.
But does it have to be an activity? The thing with bars, like, everyone's getting there to hang out and talk. So what is the other, like, we hang out and talk in a place where there's not alcohol?
Podcast.
We need a non-alcohol bars. Why don't we just have them? We just LaCroix-sponsored bars.
Not drink at a bar.
But everyone else there is drinking, so you need the place to go where people aren't. And I'm not going to take 10 people to go to a bar and not just... I don't want to be around a bunch of other drunk people if I'm there not drinking.
It's just so weird that it's the one option. Like, just how have we not developed in an evolution way where other options occurred?
Right? You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
I will say I'm excited with weed being legal about having, like, weed bars.
Right. That's rad.
It's going to be like the parties that I was, like, covering when I, like, had a weed column. I was like, it was interesting to see what a new kind of party is going to look like because... It was, instead of, like, you know, when everyone gets drunk, they get loud and stuff. Like, weed parties, they just kind of everyone just sinks slowly into the couches and starts talking more about Radiohead. Like, it's just...
Oh, God. Give me the alcohol. I'm good.
See?
Never mind.
Boost.
Absinthe.
We'll be back.
We are back. I'm Tess.
I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
And we're here with...
Lewis.
Hello. Lewis, you want to help us give some advice to people?
Oh, God. I feel bad for them, and yes.
Yeah, we... Well, nah, do it.
Hit it, David.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Yeah, that's all us in coffee cups and, like, smiling
to
each other. Let's do it. Dear ladies, I hate men.
This one just made me laugh as soon as I started.
I love this one. That's
great. I have been single and going on dates for 5 years now, sitting across from all different men with the same thought. I hate you. How can I carry on a conversation with someone who just wakes up every day and believes that the thoughts in their head are just right? Their entire worldview is based on the ongoing validation that their opinions matter and that what they say has value. And if you don't buy in, then there's something wrong with you. That worldview would just never align with mine. I have tried dating women, but unfortunately, I'm all about the peen. How do I ever find a life partner if I just hate men? Thank you.
Thank you
very much for writing to us. It's a true problem, especially in this day and age. Very.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I just love her honesty. She really just nails on what the problem is.
Also sitting across from men with the same thought, because you can see the montage of her just sitting down and every time just being like, fuck you.
Oh, God. That is grim and both and just right. I mean, just right? like the correct answer is you're just right is the answer. My immediate thought was it felt like the Emma Stone character in La La Land talking about the Ryan Gosling character in La La Land being like, because all he's doing is monologuing at her about jazz or whatever. Mm. But I guess the deal is all men are actually like that. So that movie is actually tapping into something, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what sidebar about La La Land. Everyone's critique about it. I'm like, yeah, Ryan Gosling's character wasn't supposed to be perfect. He was supposed to be
right.
Kind of
he
a douche.
Sucks a little bit.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Right,
like,
yeah.
it wasn't saying that he saved jazz. He was that guy who thinks he's saving jazz.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, at the end, he's not successful.
Exactly.
So, yeah, yeah. Right. What else do I want to add to this? I have straight girlfriends from home. My best girlfriend, Rachel, in particular, will just message me every once in a while being like, why do I even try, et cetera? Like, you yeah. know, I'm so mad that I have to pretend. Like, basically, I'm mad at having to pretend to be obsessed with people who are enamored of themselves or whatever.
Yeah.
And that said, it's like, I think all men maybe, or most men to a certain extent, are terribly egotistical. But it's like, it's a grown-up trait to manage that. So mm-hmm. it's just like, people who don't know they have to check that is an extreme and strange problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you want to find one that just hates himself and start from there.
Right.
But then that comes with its own set of
no,
work.
I know.
I mean,
I will say that even being like in a successful relationship with my boyfriend for like 6 years, and like there definitely are times where I will tell him, hey, here's the thing. I hate all men. And I just like...
What does he do at that moment?
He says, I understand it. I'm sorry. And he's just like, yeah, I know. We fucking suck and I'm sorry. And then he just like tries to do something good to like help. And he understands. Just give me space.
Yeah.
Be a little patient. Be like, okay, yeah, I understand. Yep. We suck. You have reasons to hate all of us right now. And then he's just like, give me my space. Give me a couple of days. And then mm-hmm. I'm okay again. So like,
well,
there are
she
good
can't
ones.
Do that with these people. Cause she's
well, no, I'm just saying like, even when you're in a relationship, don't expect that thought to go away completely. Okay.
There's no hope. No, you're not going to find one.
You'll always be sleeping with the enemy.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it. Maybe this is misguided, and mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys will tell me if it is. But
yes.
I feel like when someone's really good in bed, it's mm-hmm. easy to like overlook these problems. So maybe mm-hmm. she needs to sleep with... Just keep fucking.
All of them, yeah.
But if she yeah. sits down and immediately they suck, it's hard to get to the fucking part.
Yeah, so maybe you need to talk to them less before you fuck them. Go to these
Come
parties.
To some sort of arrangement. Yes,
right. Yeah. Treat them as a transaction.
Yeah.
Fuck. I mean, the thing is, like, it's you're going to meet one who sucks a little bit less.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to.
Look, girl, it's not all about you're going to meet one who's a little more tolerable.
Yeah.
Do you know what my, like, mamby-pamby answer to this is also? I'm so sorry already. But, like, I think I would be more forgiving if I met this person in a context where we were both into the same thing specifically. Say, yes. trivia or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, because then you're already in some sort of cult together, as opposed to I'm just meeting you and, like, who the fuck do you think you are? I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, if you start from a place where, like, it's not... I honestly think it like helps to like not be like, oh, this is a date. Are we compatible? Like, oh, let's talk about this other thing. And,
yes,
oh, then
right.
there's chemistry from that.
Yeah. It could be a habit or like a common nightmares. Enemy or something.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Find somebody that hates the same stuff that you hate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hate from hate builds love. I
Precisely.
Think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A date situation is the fucking worst. It's like there's so much pressure. You're both trying to be funny and on and blah. You're not really getting to know the person really.
And you don't really know where to start either because it's just like... small talk about everything.
It's awful, yeah.
Drill down on anything.
I would say, like, just be, I mean, you sound like you were totally yourself, which is awesome, mm-hmm. you know, I think. And so, completely be yourself on these fucking things. Don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean?
Right.
That'll be a good
say what's
process.
Really on your head. Fucking be like, you know, be honest. Sit down with the next guy who you, like, think maybe there's something with and be like, I've been on a ton of these. Most of these guys fucking suck. And just see what he says.
It almost makes me think, actually, if she had been this candid on some of these dates, that they kind of would have had the animal instinct to adapt to her.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To be like, oh, you are right. Like, you're real. You know?
Yeah.
Right. You know? I do think, it's just like, just be completely yourself because, like, you've reached the, like, who gives a shit, you know?
Yeah.
I don't. I've always. I think a lot about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Duh.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm done. Anyway, no. She attributes her long marriage to like what she calls like a little bit of deafness.
Mm-hmm.
And like that has always like sat weird with me because I'm like, yes. of all people, really Ruth Bader Ginsburg says that.
Yeah.
But then I do think about that a lot. And like I actually think that is a good tool in relationships. Like you don't have to listen to everything they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Like
we're not all fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Like, you have to
ignore. Tolerable.
Yeah. We're all intolerable. We're humans. No people are supposed to like be on each other's ass constantly. It just is not,
And the opposite problem is creepy. If everything about you is like pleasing or whatever, it's like that's an act too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and it's like think about like what you are looking for in a partner too. It's like, do you want someone that is like an equal, or are you somebody that needs to be like more in charge? Like, and you want, do you want to be like the Dolly Parton in your marriage? You know what I mean? Like, she's got a husband that just kind of is around, or what is the dynamic that feels the best to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then come into it with that, or try to be thinking about it with that. And then I don't know. It's like.
I just can't stop laughing that we're giving advice when someone's problem is that all men suck.
Yeah. And I mean, they do. It's just like, to what varying degrees do you want to deal with it?
Well, yeah. I mean, women suck too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everyone. The thing is, people suck.
Yeah.
I think everyone sucks, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's just
everyone sucks. Men who don't get it, especially now, I think it's especially
hard.
Yeah. We've all. And like, I will say I personally had a hard time doing. Like dealing with the fact that I've been raised to please everybody, but I've also come into my own realizing that I don't have to do that, and that the men who I like have never been taught to do that.
Yeah.
And so I think coming to terms with all that is really fucking hard. Mm-hmm. And so when you're trying to date, it's like, it's so annoying when you've realized that and they haven't, and that they've had it easier. They haven't had to work as hard, or that they've just haven't had to do all that shit. And it's just extremely frustrating. So I don't know. I don't have any advice, but I'm just saying I've dealt with, being on the other side of that table.
I mean, it sounds like go to some marches.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, see if there's like some, your local ACLU chapter, like go like work,
put some misconnections for some.
Yeah. Go do some volunteer work around like something that you feel passionately about. And I think maybe that's like a,
That is a good idea, because then that is people who I think do get it, and they're looking inside to like deal with, a lot of systemic shit that we're all fucking looking at right now to try and deal with.
I don't want to like give the impression that guys should be going to the marches trying to pick up women.
Oh, no. I mean, absolutely.
I don't think we're saying that.
I'm not.
Yeah.
We're telling her to go meet people who are into stuff.
I don't want
to
like.
I'm not worried.
Well,
about
let me just say in general that I think there's a sizable faction of men who just straight up agree with this woman.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? Absolutely.
I just think it's something that can be aired. It's not like secret knowledge.
I have a lot of guy friends that hate guys and prefer their female friendships, and just are like, no, I like this so much more.
Yeah. And we're not saying that at all. And also, like, you can sniff those guys out in 2 seconds. It's not.
Yeah.
This girl is, I'm not worried about her sniffing that shit out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Oh, that's good. That makes me think though, like the thing with like the guy friends, like maybe like see if one of your girlfriends has a guy friend that she would set you up with. Because like there's like not that many guy friends that I would set my girlfriends up with, but the ones that I would. Yes. Like I actually think this guy's a great guy to date. So like maybe think of like who of your girlfriends has platonic friends.
Mm.
Oh God, I know that's so hard to ask though, because it just feels like even more just like, do you have anyone?
Yeah,
it's hard. It's a weird
question though, like because it is like you trust. Just own it and ask it that way.
Yeah, like if you're ever curious, you ever have like any inkling of somebody, throw it along.
Yeah,
you might not be wrong.
Because then it's like when you have a friend who is looking for an apartment, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I definitely have like a lot of guys that I've talked to and just been like, I fucking hate guys so much. I hate them so.
I think also there's something about somebody who's like a guy who sucks where you immediately want to say they're all like that or whatever. Yeah. It's like it's an identifiable trait that sucks. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's never all of them, So just And I said this is somebody who is like jagged little pill the person. Like all I want to do is be mad. So
Yeah. It helps that they have a strong mom or a strong older sister, I think. Like I think those are two like kind of
They need that filter on dating sites. How many sisters do you have?
They need some kind of woman that will like not take your shit in your life and like can like absolutely hold you to it.
Yeah,
forever.
Is your mom Sally Field like? That's important.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you need like a woman that intimidated you as a child that also demanded your respect.
Yeah.
And then I think you're like decent.
Oh God, how do you get to those ones?
I don't know. Ancestry.com. Just started looking up. I don't know.
That is good, though. I mean, those kind of questions to, like, on a date, just be like, you know, yeah. Like,
what's your mom like? What's your sister like?
Or talk about your relationship with your family. Mm. Let that.
What a telling question, in fact. If you were on a date and you're like, what's your mom like? I mean, what kind of answers do you get? That is a kind of crazy.
Wow. I never had anyone ask me on a date, what's your dad like? That, I mean, that might weird me out, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
if you talk about it, if you bring it up yourself and then be like, so what's your thing with your family? Because it does tell you a lot.
It would get you to a real place quickly. Because if you, like, you know, you. That's like when you know if somebody's like is shitty about their parents, like very dismissively, you're like, okay, tell me something.
But also you don't know because their parents might fucking suck.
Well, they might. Yeah.
I just had this flashback and then I'm talking shit about guys. Like, I was like, I mean, I've done so much crazy shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I've been so psycho. I'm just remembering that
Oh boy. Yes. Wait. Confession session.
I sent Christmas cookies to the house of the mother of a guy I was fucking. I forget how I got the address.
At what age?
Yeah, when was this?
8 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a 20s move.
It was kind of psycho though. Right? Like from his he didn't really talk to me.
Wait, so you guys were like what? You guys had just hooked up a few times?
We hooked up a few times and it was around the holidays. And
Tess, power move.
He lived.
How did that break down?
How did you know his mom's address?
Had she been dead for years? Was it like really crazy?
She sent them to a cemetery.
I went to City Hall and I spent all morning just pouring through the records. I know. I texted him. I was like, where are you staying for the holidays? Because his mom lived up in the Bay Area, and he texted me and he was like, why? And I said, no worry, no reason. And he gave me. That's what it was. I just asked him for it, but
yeah.
Yeah, really, too bad that I did that. Anyway, that's crazy. So, like, we do crazy things, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah,
that's
no
benign
one's perfect,
crazy,
whatever.
Though. It's interesting. I mean, like, it's acceptable.
Is it?
I would not do it. If I know, I, of course, can't make cookies.
But if you got Christmas cookies at your parents' house from someone that you were just started sleeping with?
That's very strange.
That is like,
the cookies are coming from inside the house.
Yeah, I don't think my parents have received any mail from anyone I've been fucking. I know. Say officially.
Yeah, you don't buy postage for that.
There was that other time that I took a picture of my butt and I sent it to a guy and I freaked out because I was like, I never sent a picture of my butt before. And I freaked out and I wrote, if you ever show this to anyone, I will kill you in front of your whole family.
And I know their address.
Yeah, you're gonna say. He gets a call from his mom at that moment. Who are these cookies from?
That's amazing.
I think, yeah, this girl's got a good head on her shoulders. Be real on these dates. Yeah. Just cut to the shit. Be yourself. And, yeah, ask them about maybe their relationships with, you know, their family and shit.
Yeah.
You'll find one that's okay. You'll be fine.
Yeah. That's kind of what it takes. It's just kind of like, all right. And maybe don't put the work into dating so much and, like, just kind of be in the world and somebody will kind of just...
I think that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody will just kind of come into your circle.
I know. I'm fucking so sick of that fucking answer.
But I think, like...
Yeah. And guess what? You can ask them all out and they all have fucking girlfriends. So. Yeah.
Their stupidity, in the best case, will not be irritating. It will be amusing, is what I would say.
Yeah. Try looking as funny. And I do think, like, the Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing, that's true. But that's for when you, like, really love somebody.
Yeah. You have to, like, wait. So I don't know how... It's hard to get past that hump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, one other idea. If you have any guy friends that you could maybe do.
Just like a friend.
Maybe there's a lost gem. Maybe there's a gem out there that you know that you haven't really considered.
Yeah. I mean, Sean and I were friends for like 5 years. And then one night we just like got drunk and had sex.
Yeah.
Well. And it always works out.
That never ruins relationships or causes any drama.
It's never been the focus of a movie.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for doing it.
Oh, thanks for being rad, ladies.
Tell everybody your tweets.
It's at the very cryptic handle @LouisVertel.
Ooh, okay, so. Perfect. And find his, I mean, very old at this time,
Jeopardy vid.
Jeopardy video.
That's right.
I can't fucking think of anything. And obviously watch Throwing Shade, which Tess and Lewis are both working on.
I would literally admit it if it were bad. The show is very funny, and they are very funny.
It's so good. Yeah. Me and Brandy and David went to the first taping. Such a good fucking show. And yeah, support it. You know, go fucking watch it, tweet about it, and let everybody know.
Absolutely.
Thanks for doing the show.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
See you guys next week.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.